Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody wants to go to Jack.
Barbecue is universal.
We're looking for the best of the best here.
This is awesome!
This is the place to be.
This, in my opinion, is the crescendo of professional barbecue.
Hey, everybody, it's Daryl from Barbecue Superstars, and we're on tonight with the Jack Daniel's Night Out on Barbecue Superstars. And, folks, I got a direct message from the Jack Daniel's this morning, and I got so excited. It's been Jack Daniel's all day. Now, folks, when I started Barbecue Superstars, I covered two contests. That was Canton, Georgia, Cherokee Pig Nick, and then the second contest I covered was the Jack Daniel's Invitational World Championship. And that was in 2010, folks, and I think if many of us can remember, Q-Al took the honors home, and he won it all that year. When I say he won it all, he won it all. He won the Kingsford Chase. He won the Jack Daniels. He won KCBS Team of the Year. He won this one. He won that one. He won contests all over the place. Q-Al and Mike totally kicked it in 2010. Now, folks, we're going to take you on a journey through the Jack Daniels during this 1 hour. And we're going to have to start it off with a little something that I know many of you remember. Right here it is.
All right, way to go, Switch and Pig. Now, another $1,000 for the Jack Daniel's Invitational Barbecue Contest on the Hollow International Team, Canada Diva Q.
Thank you.
baby.
Barbecue is...
spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is ABC.
Barbecue Superstars, Wide World of Sports. And folks, on October 26th and 27th, the Sporting Arena will commence in Lynchburg, Tennessee, down in the Holla. They got over 70 teams. Now, folks, we've got the results from the 2008 Jack Daniels, which I'm going to read a few of the teams, the final results. And some of these might bring back some memories, and we're going to do all the way up to last year. And wonder what happened to some of these guys. Hope they're all doing good, but here we go. 2008, the number 30 team, Lotta Bull Barbecue. And 29, Dances with Smoke Barbecue. 28, EJ's Q. 27, Blazing Barbecue. 26, which is no surprise, Chick Swine and Bovine Barbecue. 25th, Bubba Q. So he has done the Jack. He did it in 2008. 24, Smoking Triggers. 23, Twin Oaks Smoking Crew. 22, Smoking in the Dark. 21, Tom Houston, Checkered Pig. 20, IQ out of Boston. 19, Team Bobby's Q. Number 18, Smoky Mountain Smokers. Number 17, T. Wayne's Cajun Cooking. Number 16, ButtRub.com. Number 15, Shig and Pit. Number 14, I Smell Smoke. Number 13, Show Me Your Bones. Number 12, Moonshiners. Number 11, All Day Smoke. Number 10, Carcass Cookers. Number 9, Bubba and Jeff's Barbecue. Number 8, Dizzy Pig. And you know, they've got the authority to sell all them rubs they sell. They took number 8 to Jack Daniels in 2008. Parrot Smokers, number 7. Smokers Wild, number 6. Lunch Meat, number 5. Butcher Barbecue, number 4. Cool Smoke, Tuffy Stone, number 3. Number 2, 4 Mile Smoking Crew. And number 1 at the Jack Daniels in 2008, Four Leg Up Barbecue. Wow, that was the 2008 results, folks. And a lot of familiar names there. And, you know, some of these people are starting to get some years on them and some experience on them. And, you know, Tuffy Stone is liable to win any contest he enters. He's just that good a cook. And he went in there and did really good that year. And we're going to have to play us another little round of something right here. Remind you about last year's results.
Thank you.
And I'm not saying anything bad about bear claws. Maybe I can't work them right. But I'm going to tell you something. Their bear claws like to kill me. I was jerking, pulling, jerking, jerking. It just wasn't getting anywhere. The meat just wasn't coming apart. It just wasn't happening. Now, I will say, he sent me 2 meat rakes. I've used them about 5 or 6 good times. Now, Spider, I just want you to know, we are going to do an official show with a set. And we'd like to give some meat rakes away on the show as part of, you know, the show. And by the way, folks, we've got a brand new Backwoods G2 smoker. Brand new off the line. It's a little bigger, a little better, a little more room. It'll be coming. We're going to use that on the show. Now, if you want to appear on the Barbecue Superstars barbecue show, all you have to do is email me at barbecuesuperstars@gmail.com. And all you got to do is get here, and we'll let you on the show. Come on, let's cook overnight. We'll all hang out, you know, cook whatever you want. Now, I'm trying to get meat sponsors. You know, if you got a meat product out there that you want promoted, you know, our address is 157 Moss Lane, Boiling Springs, South Carolina, 29316. You know, send us an email. Let us know, you know, what product you're going to send. And then as we get these barbecue cooks coming through the show, you know, we'll get them to cook that meat. Now, folks, I'll be honest with you. You know, if we could hook it up where 3 cooks come and we'll get 3 judges, we could do us a little chopped. I'm interested in starting the Barbecue Superstars Chopped series. I think barbecue needs a chopped series. And, you know, if you think about it, that's sort of what a barbecue pitmaster's is. You got 3 teams going up, 3 judges. Chopped. It's sort of like chopped, but we want to start an official Barbecue Superstars Chopped. So if you guys are interested in that next year, I'm working on my set. I've got cookers coming. We're going to get this thing set up right, and I want to get a good enough set together where everything's air-conditioned, except, you know, where the cooker's actually setting. So you'll have good conditions, heated in the winter, cooled in the summer. And we wouldn't want anybody to mess up their hair while they were cooking on live television. Now, what do you think about that? Now, in 2009, let's see who won the Jack Daniels. We're going to start off at number 30. Well, let's start off at 37 because Q Al took 37th in 2009. Rubbing It and Loving It, number 36. Swamp Boys took 35th. Brewing and Barbecue, 34th. Salzburger Barbecue Bulls, 33rd. Three Eyes Barbecue, 32nd. Fairbones Barbecue, 31st. Hogs Gone Wild was 30th. Music City Pig Pals, 29th. Rhythm and Q, 28th. 27th, Pellet Envy, 26th, All Hogs Go to Heaven, 25th, Chatham Artillery, 24th, Iowa Smoky D's Barbecue, 23rd, The Pickle Pig, 22nd, Sweet Peppers, 21st, Alser Acres, 20th, Burning Bob's Butts and Bones, 19th, Munchin' Hogs at the Hilton. And you know, Munchin' Hogs at the Hilton is a really, really good barbecue team. Them guys can really cook. Number 18, I Smell Smoke. Number 17, Four Legs Up Barbecue, who won in 2008. Number 16, Redneck Cookers. Number 15, Four Men and a Pig. Number 14, Checkered Pig, Tom Houston. Number 13, The Heat Is On. Number 12, PA Midnight Smoker. Number 11, Smoke a Fat One Barbecue. Number 10, they were number 9 the year before, Dizzy Pig. Dizzy Pig has got the authority to make the rubs they make. Mr. Bobo's Traveling Barbecue. Number 8, Cool Smoke. Duffy Stone took 2nd in 08 and 8th in 09. Lakeside Smokers number 7, Spitfire number 6, Parrot Smokers number 5, T. Wayne's Barbecue Lip number 4, Bubba Q. Bubba Q took 3rd. Hey, I didn't know I even competed in it before. Number two, Jack's Old South. Holy camole. Old Byron Mixon almost won it. And IQ Smokers took first place in 2009. Well, Bubba Q and Jack's Old South really showed up well for Georgia in 2009. Congratulations to them. And that's a little walk down memory road. And I got drunk. Uh-oh, here we go. Hey, I believe we got Spider J. What's up, cool?
Cool is as cool does.
Hey, man. Now, Spider J, right now I've got Jack and Sprite in my hand. Jack Daniels and Sprite. And we're doing a little test run on this one. Now, I haven't really drank Jack Daniels and Sprite before, but I went ahead and bought some little 12-ounce, little 10-ounce bottles, and so I wanted to mix me up on it. What do you think about Jack and Sprite?
It's half as good as Jack.
Yeah, I gotta admit, it's like sugar water with Jack in it. It ain't hitting all much, man.
Depends what time of day it is. I know it's early over there. You gotta get, start out with a little Jack and Sprite.
Yeah, well, it's 7:22 right now. And, okay, we're going to follow it up. Now, I haven't drank much Jack and Coke. I only drink Jack and Dr. Pepper. What do you think the similarities between Jack and Coke and Jack and Dr. Pepper are?
Is it the 10? Is the Dr. Pepper for girls or not for girls?
Yeah, it's for girls. I know a lot of girls who drink Dr. Pepper.
They're saying they got Dr., DP10. It's only for the men. Gotta get up, get down.
Gotta get up.
Now, yeah, you put Jack with just about anything, except for Rockstar.
Yeah, that's except true, man. I mean, go ahead.
Rockstar stand by themselves.
Now let's see.
2 weeks till the Jack in Lynchburg? Is that what you're trying to get at? I saw your thing and I said, is it for real? And then I turned and I clicked on the link and then you're like, 2008, Jack Daniels. I was like, is this a rerun? I don't know what's going on. And then you were live. It's nice to hear you. I like it. Prelude to a Jack? Is that what you got going on?
Well, they sent me a video and a big message this morning. And I was actually... Now, everybody hold the phone. Now, I got to say this. I was actually thinking about not going. and I've been there every year. And, I mean, it's the back patio. And it's like, you missed out on barbecue for the year if you don't go to the Jack. I mean, you got to go to the Jack Daniels.
Well, that's what it is like with Memphis and the Royal. They're like the majors of, like, golf. You know, you got to be going to the majors. This is the four majors this year.
It is, and I never go
to a barbecue.
I hate to admit this, but I never go to the Kansas City Royal. I never do, and I should, and I apologize, but I just never make it to that one. I mean, it's a long ways. It's a lot of, they got a lot of teams there, 700 teams. It's like a hell of a video because, I mean, they gave me a pass last year to the rodeo and to the, and all that stuff. But, let's see now. I got to come up with a good song right now. Here we go. Right here.
this is how the story goes.
She knows she's got everything that a woman needs to get a man. Yeah, yeah. How can she lose what she used? 36, 24, 36. What a winning hand.
Oh, she's a bitch.
How? She might be my cat. I just letting it all hang out.
Out there, this is what you got to be to win the Jack Daniels. And there's one every year that takes first place, but listen very closely.
Rescued from the brink of death.
She's breaking up. She's breaking up.
Transformed by radical technology.
We can rebuild him.
Part man, part weapon. All bionic. Steve Austin is the $6 million man on the Sci-Fi Channel. Coming up next.
Hey, gotta be the $6 million man. Let me ask you now, Spider J, what's been going on over there with the meat rate? Spider?
Can you hear me now?
What you been doing with the meat rakes, man?
Meat rake has been rocking and rolling. We got meat rakes in Germany. We got meat rakes in the UK. We got meat rakes in Australia. We got meat rakes in Canada. All across Canada, Alberta, Edmonton, Ontario. It's, you know... And it's weird how it's been, like, just the last couple of weeks, the world doesn't barbecue as much as you and the people who live on the east side of the Mississippi River.
Mm-hmm.
And so I see the drop-off, like the summer ends, and it, like, starts dropping off. But I'm getting all the stores, they're all wondering, they've been calling me. I got these people in the UK. We got to get some of those. Man, I talked to this guy in Australia. Australian people are cool, and I knew you were talking about getting the superstars out of Australia. He's like, man, I get it here. How you doing, mate? I'm good.
Oh.
I got the knee race today. I'm like, yes. You know, they say, you know, because I can ship, you know, one pair for $10. I can ship five pair for $20. I was like, get your buddies together. Man, we got our meat rakes today. We're smoking up some pork. It's awesome talking to people all over the world. But, you know, the meat rakes rule. So, you know, quit pulling your pork.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, there's no need for all these thermal gloves and all this stuff and tearing your hands up, man.
You rake meat?
Yeah.
I had a little poker party last night, and I was making fajitas, and I got a marinade master too, which is amazing. You marinate them, and then you just throw the breasts all in the, you just throw them in the skillet, and then just cook them, and then I throw them on the cutting board and just rake them all up, and then throw them back in with the onions and the peppers and all the sauce, and then you have raked chicken in there. And then they guys want, you know, tacos, fajitas, and then while we're playing poker, you just go, you know, you're like, shit, fold. All right, I'm going to get a taco. That worked. Is that, like, but one of them was like, let me do it. I was like, all right, fine. The guy called me from the UK, man, I was just pulling pork for 2 hours or something. I was like, seriously? For 2 hours? Like, in 2 hours, you could literally rake, like, a couple hundred pounds of pork.
Yeah.
If you had meat rakes. I don't know what he did in 2 hours. So that's one of the ways I got my UK connection.
Sound like he chased
his
tail for 2 hours.
I'm excited about your Jack tribute, but I'm surprised you haven't spoken anything of the football games forthcoming. this evening.
Oh, well, let me do the top 37 of 2010 right quick so we can get that in, and then we'll do the team. Pickett Porkers number 37, Rhythm and Q number, no, Black Forest number 36, Rhythm and Q number 35, Parrot Head Smokers 34, Hand Bones by the Fire number 33, Meat and Slims number 32, Devon Smoke number 31, Everglades Seasoning out of Florida with the number one ranked rub in the world number 30, Barbecue Freaks 29, Low and Slow Barbecue 28, Chicken and Grinning, which won the American Royal, number 27. Lakeside Smokers, 26. McFrank and Boo, number 25. Freeman Brothers, number 24. Tippy Canoe Crew, Barbecue Crew, 23. 22, I Fish 2. 21, Lotta Bull Barbecue. 20, Sweet Peppers. 19, Squeal On You Barbecue. Big T's Q Crew. 17, IQ, which won in 2009. Big Ugly Barbecue number 16. River City Route number 15. Paladini number 14. Drilling and Grilling number 13. I Sell Smoke number 12. Cosmos Q number 11. The Long Dogs number 10. Well, that's a good finish. Warren County Pork Choppers, Donnie number 9. Extreme Roasters number 8. Smoking Lips number 7. Cool Smoke number 6. Wow. So he took 3rd, 5th, and 6th. 3 years in a row. Munch and Hogs of the Hilt, number 5. Little Pigtown, number 4. Habitual Smokers, number 3. The Barbecue Guru, number 2. And the illustrious winner for 2010, which won Team of the Year, Kings for Chase, and the Jack Daniels QL was number 1. In 2010, I filmed all those results. I have them on my website. And that was 2010. And here we go.
Austin, astronaut, a man barely alive. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's first bionic man. Steve Austin will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster.
Man, that's what we need now. 2 weeks from now, that Friday night, we need a $6 million man. Show up, win it all, blow them all out of the way. Jack Daniels World Championship. Now, Spider, I'm hitting on that Jack and Dr. Pepper right now. I got to say, you know, I think it's my favorite, man. Now, I know it's a lady drink, but, damn, this goes good. You ever drank Jack and Dr. Pepper?
Oh, yeah. The first time, I think, I believe it was in Vegas at the ACM Barbecue Throwdown. Which works good because you have a Jack tent and a Dr. Pepper tent, and you got to cross them both to get to where you're going. Why would your brother pick up a Jack and a Dr. Pepper?
Oh, yeah, they were both there on the same end, weren't they? they had a Dr. Pepper tent or something over there. Now, we had a good time that week, man. Dang, I enjoyed that. That was a lot of fun, man.
That was the beginning of the season. That was like preseason barbecue.
It was. And our main man, Harry Sue.
Now we're getting into the big boys. Now we're getting into the finals. The majors are coming up.
Well, Harry Sue, he just won the whole damn thing out there, didn't he?
Yep. And Harry, what did I see? Harry, he even posted on Facebook. He was 136 out of 150 at the Royal.
Oh, shit, really?
Yep. That was like one of his big, you know, because that was like his nemesis on, you know, that's what kind of where his big claim to fame was when he was on the Pitmasters. And he was going over against Meyer Mixon at the Royal. What was that, 09?
Yeah.
That's when, yeah.
Well, I would like to say something about that now. There's a lot of cooks on the East Coast, and God bless Kansas and Park, that says that Kansas City is going a different direction with barbecue, and the rest of the people around the country just can't get with that. They can't get with what they're doing. They don't understand what they're doing. So when they go out to the Kansas City Royal, it's got to be somebody who knows the Kansas City profile. And the only way you can know that is you have to cook in Kansas City. So you have to cook around that circuit, you know, around the that statewide, probably Kansas, Oklahoma, right there in that region. Well, mostly Kansas, because they got their own thing going. God love me, it's probably good. I've never ate any Kansas
I gotta say, though, Big Papa ain't from Kansas. Or he might be from Kansas, but he don't hang out in Kansas.
Okay, who's that, Big Papa?
Big Papa Smoker, Sterling Smith, from who live in Arizona. Hangs out with John Trigolo.
There you go.
They're the one he wants.
Yeah, he hangs out with Johnny Trigolo, right?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Yeah, and Rhythm and Q, you know, they're experts at barbecue, and they know about the Kansas City line of barbecue, too. And you know, barbecue is regional, although there are some people out there who say, just cook your style, cook good food. But, you know, but I'll give Danny Kugel credit. He took 19th, which was a Georgia, East Coast, not a Georgia, but an East Coast KCBS type style cook, and he still took 19, so that was pretty good, if you ask me. And now, folks, it's Saturday night instead of Friday night, and we out here to have a whole lot of fun, and we got my main man, Meat Rake, on here, Chris Johnson, and man, they talked in a while. I don't know what I've been doing, and just a whole lot of stuff, and now I'm looking for, oh, here it is. Now we got a little special song right now. Now I got me three Jack and different drinks, and I've got a Miller Lite, and I've done cranked up my Caribbean rum, and we're going to have a little David Allen Coe right quick. And folks, you ain't got to call me darling. You never even called me by my name.
Well, it was all that I could do to keep from crying. Sometimes it seems so useless to remain. But you don't have to call me darling.
Not at all.
Darling, you never even call me by my name. You don't have to call me Waylon Jennings, and you don't have to call me Charlie Price. Don't have to call me Merle Haggard anymore. Even though you're on my fighting side, and I'll hang around as long as you will let me, and I never even call me by my name. Well, I've heard my name a few times in your phone book.
Hello.
And I've seen it on signs where I play. But
Named Steve Goodman wrote that song, and he told me it was the perfect country and western song. I wrote him back a letter and I told him it was not the perfect country and western song because he hadn't said anything at all about mama or trains or trucks or prison or getting drunk. Well, he sat down and wrote another verse to the song and he sent it to me, and after reading it, I realized that my friend had written the perfect country and western song, and I felt obliged to include it on this album. The last verse goes like this here. Well, I was drunk the day my mom got out of prison, and I went to pick her up in the rain. Before I could get to the station in the pickup truck, she got run over by a damned old train. And I'll hang around as long as you will let me. And I never.
Celebration, and we're going to do the 2011 results. I'm going to run these 37 teams down. And this was last year results. We was there. And number 37, Lucky's Q. Number 36, Gilly's Barnstorming. Number 35, Buffalo Barbecue. Number 34, Smoke on Wheels. Number 33, Big Papa's Country Kitchen. Number 32, DiGello Barbecue. Number 31, Here Piggy Piggy Barbecue. Number 30, Fatback Joe's Barbecue. Number 29, Wine Country Q. Number 28, Flyboys Barbecue. Number 27, R&R Barbecue. Number 26, Brew BQ. Number 25, Can't Stop Grilling. Number 24, Swiggin' Pig. Number 23, Feedin' Friends. Number 22, Smoky Barbecue. Number 21, Warren County Pork Choppers. So Donna did 21 last year. Number 19, Laudable Barbecue. Number 18, Redneck Grillers. Number 17, Lakeside Smokers. Number 16, Butcher Barbecue. Number 15, Hogtied Barbecue. Number 14, Squealers Award Winning. Number 13, Black Cat Barbecue. Number 12, Smoking Exposure. Number 11, Big Creek Barbecue. Number 10, Gone Hoggin. Number 9, Tippecanoe's Barbecue Crew. Number 8, I Smell Smoke. Number 7, Spitfire. Number 6, Chick's Wine and Bovine. Good job for Chick's Wine and Bovine. Number 5, Munchin Hogs at the Hilton. Number 4, Shiggin' and Grinnin'. Last year, Shiggin' and Grinnin' took number 4 at Jack Daniels, and they won the American Royal this year. Number three, PA Midnight Smokers. Number two, and I'll never forget, he won Memphis in May, and then he took second at the Jack Daniel's, Big Bob Gibson's Barbecue. And number six, Smoking Hogs Barbecue. So that was 2011, folks. That's last year. Now, before we close the show out, we're going to do the teams that are competing in 2012. And let me ask you, Spider, are you excited at all about the Jack Daniel's coming around this year?
I am. I am indeed. There's a lot of barbecue teams that I've met in the last year that are going, you know, and it's exciting. You know, Jason from Burnt Finger, Bam Bam from Barbecue Island, you got Danny Kugel, you got Pig Liquor, you got Smoke on the Water, you got Up in Smoke, you know, isn't that right? Met a lot of great barbecuers this year, and all of them love what they do and put the passion and their own spin on what they're cooking, and they're cooking up miraculous stuff, and it's awesome. I need to get my ticket to the Jack. Over. You say you're having a raffle? Call in. First guy to post something in the chat room wins. was that you?
No, it wasn't me. I don't get wrong.
But yeah, I think the chat's gonna be awesome. I'm gonna try to make it.
Man, I tell you, I looked at Jack Daniel's was kicking in. God damn. Let's see now if we can find all the teams that qualified this year. Let's see, Lodging, Jack Daniel's Area, Booze and Barbecue, Media, I don't know who's going, man. I can't ever find stuff like that. I wish somebody would tell me where in the world you're supposed to look. For, like, you know, teams that are going, they're going to be in it, that kind of thing. Looks like I could definitely print a list. Oh, okay, here we go. Nah, that's nothing. Let me see, one more time. Okay, one of the premier barbecue dogs that qualified the team in the birth. No, man, I don't know where you find that. Anyway, I know there's going to be over 70 teams, and there's only one thing I have against the Jack, only one thing. It ain't big enough. I mean, it shouldn't be a draw. Everybody in the hat should go. And there's some parking lot across the street, this grass area. There's other room. There's some big fields down the road, which spreading out too far, I guess, would make it, you know. But I wish they'd include everybody who qualifies that's in the hat. That's the only thing I'd do different. But other than that, hell yeah. Now,
speaking of hot chicks, did you see that link that I put on in the chat room?
What is it now?
I said, speaking of hot chicks, did you see that link that I put in the chat room?
I have noticed it now. Now, I'm doing a little copy here and a paste, and I got a feeling it's got something to do with thepartytrailer.com. Am I right?
No. But
by the way, guy, we love you, man. I ain't heard from you in a while, and sorry about the golf fundraiser, whatever happened, and, but, you know, essentially, okay, oh, so it's Twitter, one large, the end of the link says one large, oh, double D, please, Oh. Man, Jack Daniels is good. You know, my sister, I'll tell on myself just a little bit here because it'll be fun. My sister has been an independent fundamental Baptist missionary, preacher's wife. She's got 7 kids. She has had dresses to her ankles and necklines to her ears her whole life. But at some point, she decided to get a divorce because it wasn't working out too good. And we went to the Jack Daniels the first time. It was me, her, and another fella. And, you know, it kind of changed my life because I seen that girl go over and buy a Jack Daniels T-shirt. She bought a bottle of Jack Daniels on the way. She was all down in the middle of Jack Daniels the whole weekend. And I was like, no, wait a minute. Something, hey, one of one don't make two here. And, you know, it seemed like after we left the competition, you know, she's still a decent person, but she loosened up a little bit where she could live a little bit. And, you know, folks, you know, you don't have to drink Jack Daniels every day. That's not what it's for. You know, too much of any good thing is a bad thing, but enough of a good thing is a good thing. And, you know, on a weekend, a certain weekend, they'll go down, buy a little bottle, and you and your wife and your girlfriend cook you up some barbecue. Now, folks, that's living at the pinnacle of life. You got your grill out there, like a backwoods smoker, or a Tucker cooker if you want to go offset, or if you want to go porcelain, get your grill dome, and put you off to 2 great big old steaks, wrap them in tinfoil, put a little butcher's injection in the tinfoil, mix it up, just pour it in there. Butcher's is the best. You don't have to inject the steak. Just let it soak in it. Put it up on that grill. Get your little Jack and Coke. Now, Jack and Sprite ain't working too good right now, folks, so we're going to have to give it a don't do Jack and Sprite. Back off of that. Jack and Coke, Jack and Dr. Pepper is pretty doggone good. Now, I did mix a little rum in my Jack and Dr. Pepper and Pirate 50. The rum's working out real good. And Pirate 50 drinks a little rum because he's a pirate. And, folks, if you need a sign for your team, make sure you stop by and check out Pirate 50, folks. Everybody in the country and in the world is doing now. They're getting ready to send one to England. So I got a feeling that by the time 2013 gets rolling good, he's going to be sending these signs out internationally. And good job, Pirate 50. We love you. You go on Facebook, you put in Pirate 50, you'll pull it up. Get in touch with him. He can do a better job making your logo and making your sign to designate your team than anybody in the country. And, well, Chris Johnson, we're about done now. LSU's getting ready to take on South Carolina. And, of course, Lou Holtz and me both are expecting South Carolina to win, but LSU is a very good team. They beat us 4 straight. And Washington got beat handily today by Stanford. USC. They got beat by USC. They're still playing, aren't they?
They just started.
Oh, they just started.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm looking forward to the Gamecocks and LSU.
Man, I'll tell you now, Jadavian Clowney, Devin Taylor, and Quarles, there's a lot resting on your shoulder. And there's another guy that's got a French name that's a hoss. They keep talking about Devin Taylor. This guy looks like he can pick half the stadium up, Canoe or something. And so it's going to be a heck of a game. We're ranked number 3 in the nation for the first time in 24 years. And we're looking national championship in the eye, but – you know, as all college season goes, West Virginia lost handily this week. So it can disappear on you in a second. Alabama, essentially, from here on out, doesn't have much of a schedule.
Yeah, Bama's tough.
They'll be number
Bama's
one in
tough.
The West.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to win.
Ducks have the weekend off. The Beavers beat BYU. They're 5-0.
Yeah, the Beavers, man.
The Beavers,
talking about the Oregon Ducks.
And with
the
backup quarterback, dude, killed it. Backup quarterback came in there. It was an exciting game.
Should have been starting.
I'm West
Thomas
Coast,
Donald.
Yeah. I'm West Coast.
Woo! It seems like
the Cougs will get roughed up by Cal, and it'd be sweet if the Huskies gave whoever they're playing a game.
Oh, yeah, Nebraska?
Yeah. But it was nice last week to see, what was it, three of the top five ranked teams get beat?
Florida State. Now, Florida State came from behind on Clemson and won a barn burner. Went the next week and NC State beat them. What the hell?
You never know. Go out to play.
Damn. That wasn't a never know. That was a you fucked up bad, man.
Man up or shut up.
I know, I'm telling you shit. Yeah.
Turn that frown upside down, motherfucking.
I don't understand. Now, Arkansas fell down. We do have Tennessee after Florida, but Georgia beat them pretty handily. I think we manhandled Georgia, so I don't know if those two really wash out, but, you know, that's what we'd like to think, is that, you know, we beat the team and beat them real bad, so. But we'll see what happens. I'm not going to be able to take the game unless we jump out to a 35-0 lead in the first quarter like we did last week. I'll be able to take it down and then I'll probably turn it. Well, folks, the Jack Daniels 2012, October 26th and 27th of this year. I know all the teams know about it, but I'm trying to let everyone else know about it. And, folks, if you live in Tennessee, you live in North Carolina, Kentucky,
Vancouver, Georgia, Washington.
Yeah. I mean, it ain't a far trip, but I tell you when you need to be there, folks. Now, Friday's all right, but Saturday between 5 and 8 at night, when those awards are announced, that is when you want to be there. And we'll be there with our cameras blazing. We get it every year. We're not going to miss it this year. And, man, I'm pretty well loaded down with Jack right now. And we had a good time tonight. And we're going to get out here and watch these South Carolina boys and hope they win. And one thing cool about the South Carolina teams, it's Mr. Football of South Carolina that's winning this. We didn't go out of state for our blue chips. Our blue chips all came from in-state. That's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, boy.
Well, we're going to end it off with a little Red Solo Cup. And if somebody wanted to go ahead and buy some meat rakes, Chris Johnson, how would they go about it?
You go to meatrake.com, follow us on Facebook. You can see, you know, how everybody feels about them. I just posted a picture of a very prominent, beautiful chef using them. And, yeah, the meat rake's real. Quit pulling your pork. Rake some meat.
There you go. All right. Well, we're going to end it off with a little. Now, folks, drink you a little Jack Daniels this weekend and next weekend. But mostly come to the Jack Daniels on the following weekend. And we'll meet you there. We'll be down there with cameras blazing, hooking up and trying to shoot as much as we can. The Jack Daniels is the competition of the year. Good luck to all the teams out there that's going to be competing next 2 weeks, and congratulations to everybody who made it there. Congratulations to all the teams who ever competed and placed in the Jack Daniels.
Now, Red Solo Cup is the best receptacle for barbecues, tailgates, fairs, and
festivals, and you, sir, do not have a pair of testicles if you prefer drinking from glass. Hey, your Red Solo cup is cheap and disposable. In 14 years, they are decomposable, and unlike my home, they are not foreclosable. Freddie Mac kissed my ass. Woo!
Red Solo cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party.
I love you,
Red Solo cup. I lift you up. Proceed to party. Proceed to party.
Now, I really love how you're easy to stack, but I really hate how you're easy to crack. Cause when beer runs down in front of my back, well, that, my friends, is quite yucky. But I have to admit that the ladies get smitten, admiring how sharply my first name is written on you with a Sharpie when I get to hitting on them to help me get lucky.
Red Solo cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party.
I love you,
Red Solo cup. I lift you up. Proceed to party. Proceed to party.
Now I've seen you in blue and I've seen you in yellow, but only you, Red, will do for this fella, cause you are the Abbott into my Costello, and you are the fruit to my loom. Red Solo cup, you're more than just plastic. You're more than amazing, you're more than fantastic. And believe me that I'm not the least bit sarcastic when I look at you and say, Red Solo cup, you're not just a cup.
No.
You're my friend.
Friend. Lifelong.
Thank you for being my friend.
Red Solo cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. I love you, Red Solo cup. I lift you up. Proceed to party. Proceed to party.
This has been a Barbecue Superstars Network production.